Author Jeff Wagner recently released his book Mean Deviation, Four Decades of Progressive Heavy Metal Through Bazillion Points. I reviewed it last month on the site. I enjoyed it, but found it so in-depth that it was a little difficult to absorb. Wagner was kind enough to speak with me by phone earlier this week. We discussed the book and its reception, as well as the process of putting all those bands in perspective.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's what I do. What you got to do when you write a book, I guess.
How many interviews have you done?
I've done several via email, and then I did one phone interview earlier today, and then I've got a bunch more scheduled for either later this week or next week. So, and then I just found out about a possible in-store panel discussion thing going on at Vacation Records in Los Angeles, which I'm going to be there for another reason in about a week and a half. So just trying to round up musicians for that and figure out how that's going to go. So things are rolling.
Sort of like a panel discussion with folks that you mention in the book?
Yeah, Cynic, two guys from Cynic live there, and I'm friends with those guys, so they'll definitely be there. And I'm trying to get Ray from Fate's Warning, who are, of course, one of the bigger bands in this whole world, you know, and he lives in L.A., so we'll see. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like a book signing plus special guests.
What sort of was the genesis of the book? What were the seeds of it?
Yeah, that's a good question, because Ian Christie from Bazillion Points has been a friend for quite some time, ever since I worked at Metal Maniacs magazine in the late 90s in New York. You know, we hung out, we got to know each other, we played, there's this metal trivia game called Metal Mental Meltdown, I believe it's called. It's like, it's a design like Trivial Pursuit, only it's, you know, for metal nerds. And we would play that game, and I tended to be anybody I played, not only Ian, but just anybody, because I just have this ridiculous talent for memorizing stupid metal trivia. I mean, it's my curse, you know? And so as we're playing one time, and I'm just, you know, whipping him, he said, you really need to put all this knowledge to some kind of use, you know? Then, you know, the idea of, I should write a book came up, and I'd been wanting to do that anyway at some point. And, you know, lo and behold, a few years later, Ian starts up Bazillion Points. You know, when he sent the announcement around, I sent him an email, said, hey, congratulations, this is great, this is what you should be doing, and, you know, I know an author who wants to write his prog metal book when you're ready to publish it, you know, haha. And he got back to me right away, and he said, I have an ISBN number with your name on it, so go, you know. It was kind of as easy as that, you know. And that was like early 2008.
So why specifically progressive metal?
Well, I think, you know, a book has not yet been written about the subject, or hadn't yet been written about the subject, and I have my own views on the subject that I don't think conform maybe to the views of other people who listen to what they like to call progressive metal. So I felt that there were two good reasons right there to write the book. And I've also always been interested in the, you know, the more deviant side of metal in terms of, you know, bands who draw from a wide variety of influence, you know, sometimes bizarre influences, things you wouldn't normally associate with metal or metal musicians. And those bands have always kind of interested me since I was young. And I think I see a lot of parallels between progressive rock of the 70s mostly and metal. You know, a band like King Crimson certainly have their metal moments, and Robert Fripp, the guitarist of Crimson, even says in various interviews how he considers some of what Crimson does as early metal. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons to do it, but you know, I suppose because there wasn't a book out there on the subject. I don't think anybody was crazy enough to tackle it, because for me, it's not a genre. It's not like you can say, I listen to progressive metal and somebody should know what that means. You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense to me. It's like saying I listen to Christian rock. I mean, there are all kinds of Christian bands out there, right? Of different stripes. That just because they're Christian doesn't mean their music sounds the same. You know what I mean? Progressive metal is not one thing. It's more of an application of odd influences or bizarre ideas or concepts. apply, you know, how they apply to metal. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I noticed in the book you mention especially technical metal, which you focus on almost as much as you do the progressive side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost a philosophical approach as well as an approach to the actual mechanics of playing.
It's also important to note that I really don't consider, a lot of people consider progressive metal technically advanced to be progressive metal. I don't really buy that. Although, yeah, technical metal or tech metal as it's shortened, I mean, is actually kind of now considered its own little sub-genre of metal. You know, obviously bands like Cynic, Atheist, Believer, the fourth Pestilence album, I mean, all, you know, it's a small group, but it is a very particular and particularly technical approach. But just because they're technical doesn't mean they're progressive. In fact, there are bands now that are sounding like those older bands that were really kind of pioneering this sort of technical approach to metal that sound like those bands so much that it's really hard to call them progressive. They're basically sort of aping the sound. Which there's really nothing wrong with that. If they like that sound and if that's what they're going for, then great. But I'm kind of picky on my use of the term progressive, I guess. You know,
I find it rather interesting that you have that point there, is that you can't be progressive as a genre and be aping other bands. The description went from being an actual descriptor of what it was to being a genre. Sort of like indie rock.
Yeah, sure. Like, what is indie rock? Like, indie rock was really, I'm assuming that term arose because these bands were on independent labels.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it came from, and now it's a genre.
Right, it's a genre. Like, well, we play indie rock. Like, well, I didn't know that was a sound.
How
right?
You can be an indie rock band on a major label, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, alternative had the same conundrum, I think. You know, all these alternative bands may, you know, have likely been alternative at one point, but then when they became mainstream, it's hardly the alternative, you know. Nothing wrong with that, nothing wrong with them, necessarily, but it's a discussion of semantics, I think, at some point. Progressive, to me, you know, if you come out sounding like another band, then you're really not progressive, which is why I'm pretty hard on the Dream Theater clones in the book. And that's, again, going back to what you asked me in the beginning, that's one of the reasons I wanted to write it, was because I feel like a lot of people look at progressive metal as one particular sort of approach, and I think that's sort of, you know, antithetical to what it actually is. But, you know, I mean, I'll be first in line to read that second book on progressive metal to see what somebody else has to say about it.
What was your base knowledge? Like, what did you start with in terms of bands you knew and what you knew about the movement?
I've been immersed in this for a long time. I'm 41, and, you know, I've been listening to metal or hard rock, you know, since I was, boy, even a little bit before my teens. So that's a long time. And I've been, you know, an avid follower of this stuff. And while I do now like, you know, various kinds of music outside of metal or rock, you know, this has been my main interest. So, you know, fast forward all these decades, I've amassed quite a bit of knowledge, and I've also been working in music professionally since 1994. So I've really had all kinds of excuses to be around it, you know, either as, you know, from working at a label or working at a magazine or, you know, now as an author or whatever. You know, I've been around it, and I've been immersed in it. So really, you know, yeah, there was a lot of research to do, but it was almost like fact-checking rather than, there's not a single band in the book that I wasn't aware of or had some degree of familiarity with before I wrote the book. You know, I can pretty much tell you something about all those bands before I sat down to write the book. So it was all kind of simmering there in my head, I guess.
I find that absolutely stunning. What is the actual... Do you have an actual count of the number of bands mentioned in the book? Because it seems that almost every single band associated with progressive metal gets at least a sentence or two.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I read your review, and you mentioned that, and that's while I think it's easy to imagine that that's the case, because there are a lot of names thrown at you, and you know, but you wouldn't believe that I actually pulled back and didn't name some bands. I didn't name Memento Waltz from Italy. I didn't name In Lingua Mortua from Norway. They could have been a Norwegian chapter. I didn't name Textures, a European somewhat technical, melodic band, kind of like a more melodic Meshuggah or something. I didn't mention a lot of bands, but I don't have a count of how many bands are mentioned, although that could probably easily be counted if you go through the index, I suppose, because I think I did index just about every band that was name-dropped. I tried not to name-drop just to get another one in there, but at the same time, I wanted to show how vast this really is and how maybe wide my definition of progressive is. Like, if you read chapter, I think it's 13, the big P versus small P progressive bands, you know, the big P being a style, the Dream Theater clones. I think a lot of people that listen to that stuff or a lot of musicians that play that stuff wouldn't consider a band like Mind Over Four or a band like Celtic Frost or a band like Maudlin of the Well, you know, to be appropriate to this book, but I very much do. So I think that's why you start getting like all these names thrown at you, you know, because I'm saying, hey, what about, you know, consider this or consider this or consider this. It's a lot to take in.
Do you have plans for another book in the future? Not necessarily about progressive metal, but like another book in you?
Oh, I would love to. I love the process. The problem is, I have a day job with a record label. I work from home, very fortunately, but, you know, I had to write the book on weekends. I had to just hunker down on weekends and just blow my weekends for two and a half years while I wrote it. So it's not totally easy for me to dive right back into one. And I also want to live the life of this one now before I start another one. But yeah, I definitely think I have another one in me, but it might be a few years. And I don't know quite what it'd be about. I have some ideas. Nothing 100% yet.
I've seen a quote sheet that's got the reactions from some of the folks mentioned in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But what else have you heard from other bands?
I got a great email from Dan Swano, and Dan Swano is mentioned, of course, in the book as the guy in Edge of Sanity and Pandemonium and Nightingale. He's, you know, he's got a number of bands and a number of production credits under his belt. But I sent him the book, and he got back to me with the longest, most raving, most hilarious email. He was just like a kid, and he was so psyched with the book for two reasons, I think. One, because, you know, there's no other book out there that acknowledges his talent the way this one does. So I'm sure he was proud of that. He seemed proud of that. And two, I just think, just as a fan of some of these bands, he was just giddy, you know. And that was really like the greatest response. I was like, if all the reviews are bad after this, or if no other reviews come in, or if it's a total flop, you know, this email from Dan makes it worthwhile. So that was pretty cool. And I've heard from another guy from Watchtower who is way, way into it and read it in like 3 days. So that's been really good. And you know, the people that I like to get the response from the most, though, are just like, you know, the fans, just like myself, you know, who have been waiting for a book like this to acknowledge some of these bands. And that response has been excellent. And it's, you know, either written reviews on websites or, you know, people posting on my Facebook page or, you know, wherever, sending me personal emails and stuff. So it's, you know, all the labor was worthwhile for sure for that alone.
Just sort of as a random question, did you pick the illustrator, or was that Bazillion Points, or a combination between the two?
It was definitely a combination, because I'm a big fan of Voivod, and I'm a big fan of his artwork, Away's artwork. He's the drummer in Voivod, and, you know, he's always been one of my favorite artists. He seemed like a natural choice, you know, just because Voivod is so highly featured in the book, and because I do consider them one of the most important progressive metal bands ever. And he gladly accepted, and it was an honor that he did it for me, and he came up with a really cool kind of color scheme that I think is pretty eye-catching. And Ian was down with that, too, from Bazillion Points. He's a huge Voivod fan as well, and yeah, that was great. Very happy to have him aboard for that.
Well, thank you again. I really appreciate it.
Well, no, I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You can find more information about the book at its Facebook page, facebook.com/meandeviation, all one word. Or you can contact author Jeff Wagner directly via email, wagner@mean-deviation.com. Mean-deviation.com will also take you to the Bazillion Points page, where you can find further information on the book.